Every year, we watch our tears dropping on our motherland. We are dehydrated, but nobody cares. Good farmers we are. From time to time, we transplant small trees to more fertile grounds. But unfortunately, they yield no fruits. When the sun blazes, they provide no shelter. But when time to apply fertilizer comes, miraculously, they come with leaves to seduce us, naked mockery. Sending prices to space has become a lifestyle. And it's funny how shedding has become a scar to the Zambian skin. From blood shedding to load shedding, I mean those boxes we were shedding when they told us education is the key to success. Now I see millions languishing in streets, holding the same keys to success. Instead of them being shareholders, they are now key holders, holding keys that cannot unlock any lock. To make it, you need connections, but we are too blocked to afford the cables. Lucky ones get scholarships, uplifting them to prosperity. As we get scholarships sailing us to islands of unemployment, it is torment. Investments of our parents in us are nothing but loss. For the difference between the educated and the uneducated is reading and writing. Because we all feel the same impact when lightning strikes. I hate words like tribe, race. It pisses me off when I look at the Zambian map. I mean, it borders its boundaries. Because these things makes us fight for no reason, forgetting that we are one Zambia, one nation. Yes, Zambia is a Christian nation, and I'm not here to argue with the declaration. Just let me be free, don't choke my throat. Fact, Zambia is a land full of heretical acts. Many of us, we live in shameless hypocrisy. Love is not the foundation. We all need to change, we all need revival, we all need to live in accordance with the declaration. Dear fathers, as Zambian youths, we are not violent in nature. It's the nature that you treat us in that changes our nature. We are still the beautiful kids that you raised. Peacefully give us our share and the noise will be erased. Remember us in your actions, like the way you remember us in your manifestos. It's me speaking out. And my full names on my national registration card are Zambian Youth.